Okay, here's read number one. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. New test scores from the Department of Public Instruction show that math proficiency among Wisconsin students has decreased slightly after going up for the past 3 years. Reading proficiency also went down slightly last year. The new scores also show large gaps between students of color and white students. And the Journal Sentinel is reporting that several Republican lawmakers are now charging up to $200 or $300 for public records requests. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 63 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon and highs around 74 in Milwaukee, 70 in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The state of Wisconsin plans to reject the settlement offered by Purdue Pharma and the family who own it for their role in the nation's opioid crisis. Attorney General Josh Call said in a statement, quote, "The Sackler family has made billions of dollars from the sale of opioids. We're committed to getting justice, and in my view, Purdue's current position doesn't achieve that," end quote. Attorneys for about 2,000 local governments, including more than 20 states, said yesterday they had agreed to a settlement with Purdue. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 63. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number three. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee Common Council President Ashanti Hamilton said he will not run for mayor, but he is running for re-election, according to Daniel Bice of the Journal Sentinel. Hamilton filed the paperwork to start raising money for a mayoral run in November of last year. Since then, he has not done the groundwork or the fundraising to mount a serious challenge to Mayor Barrett, who has won his last three re-election bids with at least 70% of the vote. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 63. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs around 74 in Milwaukee, 70 degrees in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN, Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number four. For WRRD and WTTN, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Police officials are giving credit to the parents of a Wisconsin high school student for coming forward with information that led to a major drug bust involving an operation that manufactured counterfeit vaping cartridges loaded with THC oil. Officials said the investigation started after parents caught their son with THC cartridges and took him to the Waukesha Police Department. An investigation led to two brothers in Kenosha County who ran the operation out of a condominium in an upscale neighborhood. Tyler and Jacob Huffhines rented the condo using a fake name. The operation employed about 10 people who were making $20 an hour. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, a flash flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Outside tonight, rain likely, lows around 63 degrees. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.